In February, training became more big unit oriented as the 101st and indeed the entire invasion force of more than 7 divisions began rehearsals for the attack on Normandy. On March 23rd, the 2nd and 3rd battalions of the 506th made a combined jump, by far the largest of the war to date for the regiment. The occasion was an inspection visit by Prime Minister Winston Churchill, Supreme Allied Commander Dwight D. Eisenhower, U.S. First Army Commander Omar Bradley, General Maxwell Taylor, Commander of the 101st, General Lee had a heart attack in February and was forced to return to the States, and numerous other big shots. The jump was a huge success. The C-47s came roaring through the sky in a perfect V of Vs. Churchill and the generals were watching from a specially constructed grandstand. The troopers began leaping out of their planes, stick after stick, more than 1,000 men and parachutes filling the sky in a seemingly unending deluge. The instant they hit the ground, the troopers were twisting out of their chutes and heading for the assembly area on a dead run, putting their weapons together without slackening speed. The visitors were amazed at the rapidity of the movement. As the regimental scrapbook put it, the boys from Currahee had made a grand impression. Later, the regiment assembled in front of the reviewing stand. Taylor invited Churchill and Eisenhower to inspect the ranks. They did, stopping occasionally to ask a question or two of one of the men. Eisenhower stopped in front of Malarkey. "Soldier, where are you from?" Eisenhower talked to thousands of enlisted men on such inspections before D-Day. Invariably, his first question was, "Where are you from?" "Astoria, Oregon," Malarkey answered. "What did you do before the war?" Malarkey said he was a student at the University of Oregon. Ike wanted to know who won last fall's Oregon-Oregon State football game and whether Malarkey intended to return to college after the war. Then he turned to Churchill and suggested that the Prime Minister might have a question. "Well, son, how do you like England?" Malarkey assured him that he liked it very much, and he had always enjoyed English literature and history. Churchill promised to get him back to the States as soon as possible. "It was," said Malarkey, "a very memorable occasion." Even larger maneuvers were held immediately after the Churchill jump, with the purpose of dovetailing the paratroopers, glider-borne units, and ground forces with the air forces and naval elements. Exercises were held throughout southwest England, with mass airdrops and amphibious operations.